President Trump is taking a new approach to stemming illegal immigration at the southern border. In a series of tweets yesterday, Trump said the U.S. will impose new tariffs on all goods from Mexico. They would stay in place until Mexico stops, the president's word, the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told reporters this morning that the move should not come as a shock.
We notified a number of members of Congress prior to the statement yesterday, but at the same time, anybody in this country or frankly in the world that says that they're surprised by this has been living under a rock and not paying attention. The president's been crystal clear that we have to take action, we have to step up, we have to do more, and we have to secure our border.
The announcement comes as Trump prepares to send Congress a new trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada for a vote this summer. Ian Colgren is a reporter on Politico's employment and immigration team. Ian, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. Good to be here.
Well, from what we've seen from the White House so far, can you give us the nuts and bolts of what the president is planning here?
Yes, indeed. You know, I will agree with Sarah Huckabee Sanders that this is not exactly a surprise. This is something that the president has floated before. Essentially, he said last night that he would impose a 5% tariff on all goods coming from Mexico until they took unspecified steps to stem the flow of illegal immigration to the United States. He said that that could increase to as high as 25% if Mexico doesn't solve the problem.
Have we had any kind of deal any kind of idea of what Mexico would have to do, what kind of benchmarks the country would have to reach to have those tariffs reversed?
That is a very good question, and it's one that the White House has not answered in detail so far. I'm sure it's something that Mexican officials are wondering themselves, which is probably part of the reason that the Mexican president sent his foreign minister up to Washington today to talk to the president's administration to try to figure out what's going on and what could get them back on the same page.
Immigration has been a big story, of course, over the last bunch of years. What do we know about the latest at the U.S.-Mexico border and the number of people arriving and, in many cases, trying to claim asylum in the United States?
Well, there are a lot of people at the border right now. There are more people there than when the administration said a couple months ago that the system had reached its breaking point, and they're actually starting to fly people who come in the border in South Texas to other places to get processed because there are so many. Now, the increase is not necessarily unusual this time of year because spring and early summer are a time historically where numbers have picked up.
I want to give a listen to Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson and what he had to say about these tariffs. He was speaking this morning on Fox News.
Tariffs are taxes on American consumers, so I'm always concerned, but I understand how President Trump is trying to use this as leverage. And Sandra, the situation is completely out of control. In just the first 8 months of this fiscal year, 400,000 individuals have crossed the border illegally and been apprehended coming in as either an unaccompanied child or as a member of a family. If we continue at May's pace, it'll be 800,000 before the end of the year, fiscal year 2019.
That's one Republican saying he shares concerns about immigration, but he's not wild about the tariffs. What have we heard from his fellow Republicans in Congress?
It's actually sort of amazing how many Republicans and how have come out against this and how forcefully they've come out against this. The Chamber of Commerce today, for example, which is a very steadfast Republican ally, as you know, said that it was actually considering filing a legal challenge against the administration to stop this. Chuck Grassley, another powerful senator, said that he does not support the idea and indicated that it may derail a vote on the president's renegotiated NAFTA deal with Mexico. So this is certainly something that is not going to help Trump's standing with Republicans and surely Democrats, too, on Capitol Hill.
Talking to Ian Colgren, reporter at Politico, looking at the president's call for tariffs and increasing staged steps of tariffs on Mexican goods, all of them coming into the United States, if the country doesn't do something to stop the flow of immigrants, illegal immigrants into the United States. Ian, you mentioned that trade agreement, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, the replacement to NAFTA, agreed on by the leaders of the three countries, needs to be ratified by the legislature in all three, including, of course, Congress. Talk more about what this could do to potentially upset that deal.
Well, this could completely upset the apple cart on the deal. It's after months of negotiating, over this deal. This is essentially the administration throwing in a new condition at the 11th hour that is not going to make anyone happy, least of all Mexico. So it's something that could not only harm support for the deal in Congress, but is also something that really could destroy support for it on Mexico's side, too.
And as you mentioned, at least one Republican senator has said, hey, this may make it harder to ratify in Congress. It's not even without this deal wasn't a slam dunk in Congress, right?
Right. That's correct. It was going to be a hard sell anyway, and this certainly makes it harder.
What are some of the concerns about the possible economic impact of these tariffs starting at 5% going up to 25% on American businesses and consumers?
Right. Well, to give you a perspective, the U.S. imported $371 billion of goods from Mexico last year. And that's everything from avocados to blue jeans to washers and dryers, you name it. Especially cars are a big concern, too, because a lot of the U.S. domestic car manufacturers will get parts and the like from Mexico. So this is something that could really, really raise prices on U.S. consumers, which won't be good for the president heading into an election year if this comes to pass. If the economy slows down, he could be in a situation where he is explaining to voters why the economy took a dip right as he was heading into re-election. Obviously, the president and his advisors have long supported tariffs, a blunt instrument though they are, and are betting that this will help him on the immigration issue with his base more than it will hurt the economy.
And the president has had some support. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, once a Trump critic, now a big ally of the president, spoke out in favor of this. So not everyone in Congress is opposed to these tariffs.
That's true. And although this is about illegal immigration for the president, from the president's perspective, you may even see some Democrats not too forcefully speaking out against this at the very least, because many on the left, also the farther left, the progressive movement, if you will, have supported the idea of reworking trade deals and being less, shall we say, free trade than the mainstream.
Now, what are you watching for next when it comes to this story and these tariffs?
Right. Well, I think we'll have to see how it festers in Congress to see if this is something that could really affect the passage of the trade deal. We'll be interested to see how congressional leadership responds. And it will also be interesting to see how this coincides with the president's other actions at the border. Chief among them, my colleagues and I broke a story yesterday about how the administration is considering new restrictions on asylum that would prevent anyone who has traveled through another country on their way to the U.S. from claiming asylum once they get to United States soil. And so that's something that should be coming down the pike and will be made public very soon. And at that point, it will be interesting to see whether this changes the calculus for any members of Congress.
We'll watch for that. And you also mentioned earlier possible legal challenges, if nothing else, from the Chamber of Commerce. Some people have raised the question about whether the president has the authority to do this particular type of tariff. Do you see that as being a likely challenge down the road?
I do see it as being a likely challenge down the road. The chamber and others who might challenge this will essentially argue that the president does not have the authority to do this without Congress. The administration has its reasoning for why it can, and it will be up to the courts and the venue where this lawsuit is chosen, especially in the lower courts, to decide which side is correct in that.
Ian, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Ian Colgren, reporter on Politico's employment and immigration team. We talked to them about President Trump's plan to impose new tariffs on goods from Mexico. They would start at 5% on June 10th and increase by 5% each month, reaching 25% in October. They would remain in place until Mexico substantially cuts down on the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S.